The highest science, in Christ all fullness dwells. He teaches us to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. This knowledge is the highest science that any man can reach. It is the sum of all true science. This is life eternal, Christ declared, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Paul's estimate of God's grace quoted, the righteousness that before he, Paul, had thought worth so much was now worthless in his sight. His own righteousness was unrighteousness. The deep longing of his soul was, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. He would know for himself the power of the Savior's grace. He trusted in his power to save even him, who had persecuted the Church of Christ. In his estimation, no treasure could equal the value of the gift of the knowledge of Christ. This one thing I do, Paul's calling demanded from him service of varied kinds, working with his hands to earn his living, traveling from place to place, establishing churches, writing letters to the churches already established. Yet in the midst of these varied labors, he declared, this one thing I do. One thing he kept steadfastly before him in all his work, to be faithful to Christ, who, when he was blaspheming his name and using every means in his power to make others blaspheme it, had revealed himself to him. The one great purpose of his life was to serve and honor him whose name had once filled him with contempt. His one desire was to win souls to the Savior. Jew and Gentile might oppose and persecute him, but nothing could turn him from his purpose.